It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. When was the last time you wrote a letter? And the last time you sent an email? Mail delivery is down 26% from 4 years ago, and the U.S. Postal Service may lose as much as $10 billion this fiscal year. Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe appeared before Congress yesterday, asking for authority to make changes to the system, including layoffs and stopping Saturday delivery. Lee Fritschler is a professor at George Mason University and former chair of the U.S. Postal Rate Commission. He says modern technology changed what mail is used for.
From the earliest days, the Postal Service was a means of communication. It's now become, thanks to the Internet and the telephone and other devices, a broadcast medium doing the same kind of thing that newspapers, magazines, radio stations, television stations do. That is, it sends out advertising, it's broadcasting, it's not communicating. What's happened is the communications function has been hurt badly by the Internet, and the broadcasting function is in competition with these other media I just mentioned. So the Postal Service is in a bad spot.
So this is why I complain about all the junk mail and the actual nice letters that I get from my mom come over the computer instead.
Yes, about 90% of the items in the mail are either advertising mail, which is the biggest part, or catalogs or magazines, newspapers themselves, but not correspondence. That's 10% and shrinking.
The Postal Service is independently funded, but any move to change the service into something more modern needs approval from Congress, which isn't always easy to get. Ed O'Keefe writes the Federal Eye blog at the Washington Post.
There have been proposals like possibly providing some kind of secure electronic delivery system, or even just putting more of their services online, like being able to hold or temporarily suspend your mail delivery. So things like that you can actually do on their website. And increasingly, they are pushing people to their website. You know, you can track packages there. You can print out shipping labels. But beyond that, it's very difficult. They wanted to do banking. They wanted to do insurance or possibly sell cell phone coverage or services, but Congress basically said to them, no, because you have 32,000 locations across the country, you'd immediately have quite an advantage over private sector folks that are trying to do this kind of stuff, and it simply would create an unfair advantage for what is essentially a government entity. So other attempts to sort of move into the electronic communication age, it probably should have been ahead of this decades ago, thinking about it back then, when frankly times were much better and they didn't have to worry about it.
Ed O'Keefe from the Washington Post. We're online at marketplacetech.org. Visit us and sign up for our daily memo. Everything you need to know about tech news delivered straight to your inbox. Nerd alert. Star Trek is coming true.
The Forge to Bridge. The cloak is online and ready to begin phase sequencing.
Proceed, number one.
Aye, sir.
Yes, cloaking devices. Now in the real world. For tanks. Defense company BAE Systems is testing a cloaking technology made up of tiny panels covering a tank that can be made hotter or cooler rapidly. The tank could fool infrared sensors, which are set up to measure heat. The technology would allow a tank to masquerade as a car or a cow by altering the heat patterns. The company is also trying to make the system work with other wavelengths of light so it can make tanks invisible. That could be the future. Oh, hey, whoops, I didn't see you there, tank. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.